Mikvaos Perek Zion Mishnah Hey Ilu Nishma Shraga Five Ben Machol Tzvi. This Mishnah starts with the letter Shin, the second in the sequence that starts Nun Shin Mem Hey with the word Neshama. Shlosha Lugim Mayim Venafan Lo Tochan Kortov Yayin. If you had exactly three log of Mayim Sheuvim, and so immediately that would possel a deficient mikvah. If they fell into a mikvah that had under 40 saw, it would possel it. But then a kortov of wine fell into the three log. Three log is something along the lines of 96 ounces, so that's a significant quantity. But a kortov, as we've been saying before, is like a half an ounce to an ounce. It's like a tiny amount in a schnapps cup. And the wine fell into the three log of Mayim Sheuvim, but it changed the appearance. Vare marehen kemare hayayin. The powerful purpleness that is the wine turned the entire three log of Mayim Sheuvim into purple-looking liquid. V'nafal la'mikvah, and then the mixture fell into the mikvah, lo psaluhu. The Tanakhama says, it doesn't passel the mikvah because only Mayim Sheuvim passels a mikvah. Mayim that looks like yayin, purple water, purple rain, would not, in fact, passel the mikvah, because the color of the three log is the color of wine, which, as we learned earlier in the parak in Mishnah Beis, doesn't passel the mikvah. On the other hand, second case, shlosha lugim mayim chasar kortov. You have three log of water in a bucket, but it's missing one kortov. So it's under the three log. V'nafal asochan kortov chalav. And then they were supplemented by the exact missing kortov. But what fell into the bucket was not water, it was milk. And let's imagine it even as a watery kind of skim milk. So, v'harei marehen k'marei hamayim. It looks like three log of mayim she'uvim. And then, v'nafal la'mikvah, one of the three stooges kicks it over and it falls into the mikvah. Lo psaluhu, it still didn't passel the mikvah. Because according to the Tanakhama, in this case, it's not what it looks like. Because technically it looks like water. It's whether it is mayim she'uvim or not. Because this mayim she'uvim isn't three log of drawn water, it's three log minus a little, and then plus milk, and milk doesn't invalidate a mikvah, then mikvah is still kosher. So in the first case with the wine, we went after what it looked like. In the second case with the milk, we went after what the substance really is. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri disagrees with the Tanakhama. We said he would come back. And Omer, he says, Hakol holachachar hamara. He says we should be consistent. It depends on what it looks like. If it was three kartov minus a little bit of water plus three lugim minus a little kartov of water and a kartov of milk supplemented it and it looks like water, then it should be treated like water and it should passel the mikvah. However, the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and we allow ourselves, as it were, to double dip between whether or not it's the right substance and whether or not it looks like the right substance. Mishnah Vav, which is the mem in neshama, mikvah sheyesh bo arba'im sa'a mechuvanos. A mikvah has exactly 40 sa'a, the minimum that a mikvah is allowed to have. The bare minimum, pun not intended. Well, yes. And yardu shnayim v'tavlu ze achar ze. And two individuals went down to be tavlu in the mikvah. One guy went in first, or one woman. One individual went in first and then stepped out. And then the second one goes in right after the first one. We say Harishon Tahar, the first one who got into a mikvah, which definitely was 40 sa'ah, is Tahar. The mikvah was fine. Vasheni Tameh. However, the second one is Tameh, because when the first one immersed and then removed themselves from the mikvah, water went with them, and there's less than 40 sa'ah left. So we have to say the second one did not dip in a 40 sa'ah mikvah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda offers a solution. He says, "Imhayu raglov shel rishon nogos b'mayim." If the first one was going up the steps and leaving, but the feet were still having contact with the water, then ahasheni tahar, the second person is tahar too. What we apply is a principle called good achis, which applies elsewhere in Shas, which means extend and achis go lower. We consider it kind of a legal hypothesis that the water that's on the body of the first person is connected via gravity downward into the mikvah water because his foot is still underwater in the mikvah and still making contact. So all the water on his body, all the droplets, are still considered connected to the mikvah. As a result, the mikvah has 40 saw on it. And so the sheni is tahar as well, according to Rabbi Yehuda's position on this situation. Hit bilboas hasagos. If somebody titled in a mikvah which had exactly 40 sa'a, like before, a sagos, which is a thick cloak, a thick garment made out of wool, which is highly absorbent and absorbs a lot of water, ve'alahu miktsaso ve'alahu, and he pulled it out of the mikvah, and then somebody else goes to go tivel in the mikvah. The problem is, all that water that came out attached to the cloak, the second person is going to be tamei. Miktsasan ogei b'mayim, as Rabbi Yehuda said before, if the cloak that's full of water is still touching the mikvah, then we use good achis again and gravity to say that all the water that's captured in the cloak is still part of the mikvah and connected to it. And tahar, the second person who tivled, would in fact be tahar as well. Some say that even the Tanakhama agrees with Rabbi Yehuda on this situation. They feel that a cloak is different than a person. A cloak absorbs a lot of water, and as long as part of it remains in the mikvah, the water that is kind of soaking this cloak, it's a soaking cloak, is still considered connected to the mikvah water. A person, however, the water only covers the surface of the body, and so the moisture that's adhering to the skin is not necessarily part of the mikvah water in quite the same way. And they have a whole discussion in the Rishonim about whether or not it's considered to be flowing downwards in the good achis manner. And so some say that this case of the cloak everybody agrees with. Others say it's just continuing Rabbi Yehuda's opinion about continued contact with water. Hakar vehakeses shel or. If somebody has leather pillows or cushions that became tameh, and as such, the remedy is to dip them in a mikvah 40 saw, you immerse them in a mikvah that's exactly 40 saw, the problem is, kivon sheg biasif soseim and amayim, when you pull the pillow out and the middle of it sags downwards, hamayim shebesochon sheuvim, the water that's captured in the cushion, because the cushion now forms a base kibul, a keli, a receptacle that can contain water. So as you lift the cushion out and it's full of water, almost like a round leather bucket, that water becomes mayim she'uvim. And as it drips back into the mikvah, it is going to make the mikvah pasul, because the mikvah had exactly 40 sa'a. Now mayim, quote, she'uvim, unquote, are dripping back into it. That pasul's a mikvah if three log fall in. We're going to have real problems here. So what do we do? Kate said, Yaseh, what should he do to be tivel these leather items and not pasul the mikvah? Matbilon, he should tivel them. Umala osan derech shuleihem. But lift them up by the bottom of the pillow, upside down. So the open end is facing the mikvah, facing down, and no water will be caught as part of any kind of receptacle when you pick it up. Any water that spills out, because there was no base kibul, because it's an upside down U-shape, the water was never mayim she'uvim because it was never lifted completely out of the mikvah, and the mikvah will still be kosher.